3-year-old Peyton Fizik from Airdrie is lucky to be walking again after a life-threatening staph infection almost took her leg. According to Alberta Health, it is normal for staph bacteria to live on the skin, but an infection can be caused when it enters the skin through a cut or wound. The Fizik family was in the midst of a hospital stay in Calgary this August with Peyton's twin brother, who had a staph infection on his finger, when Peyton started complaining about pain in her leg. Peyton's mom, Jenny Fizik, had been in the hospital with her son for 4 days while her other 5 kids were at home. Peyton, our 3-year-old daughter, had fallen in the backyard and hurt her leg, Fizik said. She kept complaining about her leg and then refused to walk on it. Fizik initially thought it was a cry for attention with so much going on and told her daughter she was okay. "Which made me feel really bad later," Fizik said. Once Fizik returned home with her son, she took Peyton in for x-rays to find out why she refused to walk, but they found nothing. Their family doctor in Airdrie sent them for more x-rays, but there were no breaks or fractures. The pain and refusal to walk remained a mystery, and then after a day in bed, a high fever set in. "So I took her right back to the children's hospital," Fizik said. "And then just in the triage area, the nurse took her little pants off and checked her leg. It was swollen 3 times the size of her usual leg." The nurse rushed Peyton in for a CT scan, which showed a staph infection had formed throughout her right leg. Fizik presumed the infection would be treated with IV antibiotics just like her son's staph infection had been treated mere days prior, but that wasn't the case. In the middle of the night, a doctor told Fizik that the infection was so bad, she didn't know if it had spread up into Peyton's lungs or brain. "She told me that they'd have to do surgery immediately and that they didn't know if Peyton would be okay, if she would survive, and if that if she did survive, they didn't know if her leg would make it," Fizik said. Peyton was rushed into surgery and Fizik, whose husband had just flown north for work, sat alone in a big waiting room with no cell reception. "That was just the worst parenting moment of my whole life," Fizik said. "I was so, so afraid. I was making all these promises to God that if He would just save her, I would do anything." She went from literally just the most healthy, active 3-year-old to all of a sudden she was maybe not going to make it through surgery or maybe going to lose her leg. After several hours, Peyton made it through surgery. She was on 3 different antibiotics to kill the infection and went through 3 more surgeries to cut the infection from her muscle and tissue. Due to Peyton responding well to the antibiotics, she was released from the hospital after 1 month. Fizik praised the care they received at the Alberta Children's Hospital in Calgary, and said they did everything to make the experience as minimally traumatic for Peyton as possible. "We brought her home on IV antibiotics," Fizik explained. "They trained me at the hospital on how to use the pump so that I can change the IV bags at home until she's done the treatment." Peyton now works with an occupational therapist to regain mobility. To her delight, Fizik was told her daughter will make a full recovery while carefully continuing to monitor for returning infections. "Once she was given the green light to put weight on her little leg, she just took off again," Fizik said. "She's fully walking now, she can even run." Doctors told the family that a staph infection of this degree can return to the same location. "They think that it started from her bone and then came out to the skin," Fizik said. "That's why we noticed the swelling and the redness on the outside of her leg." While there was nothing they could have done to prevent it, Fizik urges other parents to listen to their intuition and gut feeling when something seems off. "They said that me bringing her into emergency that night saved her life because the infection was so severe and we had no idea," Fizik said. In the meantime, family and friends stepped up to help take care and feed their other 5 children during Peyton's hospital stay, she added. "We're really fortunate to have a good village that helped us with the kids and everything," Fizik said. While there are still many follow-up appointments and blood work labs, Fizik noted the community has fantastic resources in the area like home care nurses to provide support. "You never see it coming," Fizik said of their experience. "It just came out of nowhere and we still don't know how it really happened,